Are you easily distracted and unfocused? You have way too many projects and aren't sure what to focus on and get pulled off task again and again? I've got something for you. Hey there, I'm Bill Gallagher, scaling coach, host of the Scaling Up Business Podcast. And we bring conversations like this, daily tips, or not daily tips, but weekly tips, and conversations with our gurus and experts, deep dive, getting real conversations with CEOs on scaling their businesses, all that and more, either at our website, scalingcoach.com, or wherever you get your podcasts, video content, things like iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, YouTube, etc. So find all that and more, our downloads of our tools, everything else at scalingcoach.com. So CEO that I was working with some years ago would come to me all the time with latest book or idea, like more than one per week. Or another CEO who had been running his business for decades and had grown a really substantial business, but was continually being sidetracked, even within every conversation that we had, an idea, a diversion, chasing, ball, squirrel, whatever, like everywhere, all the place, all the time. And both of these people from different perspectives were filled with either learning and stimulus or just pure ideation, spontaneous connections. I've definitely got the latter on overdrive, and I know many of our listeners and viewers do as well. And I also have a little bit of that learner thing. I'm continually like taking in new information and checking stuff out. If you're like us, right, like my CEO clients and myself, and you struggle with too many ideas and too much input, here's a simple hack, right? You just want to ask yourself with each time, which one of your quarterly priorities does this apply to? If you'll use your quarterly priorities, both personally and for the company, and keep referring back to them, you could let go of the things that don't fit. So I just let them go. Oh, that's a nice idea, but it's not within my current quarterly priorities. So I'm just going to let it drift off. You could keep a list of them if that helps you. You could keep a list of them of things you're not doing right now and go back to it and look when you need some fresh ideas. But since I know I have so many ideas, way, way more than I can do, I just let it go because I know if it's useful, it'll come back later. So the key is to use the quarterly priorities and then use a regular cadence of meetings and with firm agendas, the ones that we recommend in the world of scaling up, to help keep yourself on track. If you use those agendas and use your team and let your team run the meeting, they and the structures of it will keep pulling you back on track. Then you just have to ask yourself, does this idea relate to any of my personal or company quarterly priorities? And if it doesn't, just release it into the ether. Write it down if you need to, or just let it go from your mind. Anyway, that's what works for me after many years of working at this, and seems to work for most of our CEO clients as well, and the other leaders on the team. I hope it's been helpful. My name is Bill Gallagher. We'll talk to you again next time.